welcome to episode 79 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I am your host, William, and I am joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Bacante Ubadas Internet, out casual terror.
Gazoontite and Harold.
Hey, everyone. I'm Zombie Killer Harold. How's it going?
Alrighty, we got a interesting show for you. Well, every show is interesting with the three of us, I think.
I agree. It'll
get to the end of the recording, and I'm like, wow, that was a crazy show. So, and it makes me look forward to the next week, so.
And half of it never makes it into the show.
Well, last week we ran like, I think, over like 2.5 hours or something like that, and I took like 30 something minutes and put it in the bonus content, so check that out, guys. The podcast app on Amazon App Store and in the podcast box app on iOS devices. So check that out. You got 30 minutes of content last week, and the week before is our bonus episode, which was pretty good stuff and should be released next week to regular people. So, I guess anyways, how have you been, Harold? Besides busy,
bro, I just been really busy between playing some Pinball FX, working, and trying to play this new Z-Day zombie simulator on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got an Android.
What would you like to hear about
first? You got an
Android
phone, right?
Huh? No, my iPod. Oh, I play on my iPod. I'm sorry.
What's the game called? I'm curious.
It is Z-Day Survival Simulator. And it's a game where basically you're like the leader of this herd of people, and you have to like kind of branch out and take over new territory and find other survivors and have them join your crew, and you got a farm, and basically you got to take over, like on this first level you got to take over 30 buildings before they kill you, and then you've got to give everybody jobs. Like you've got to put certain people on guard duty, certain people to grow crops, certain people that go out to scavenge to find stuff, and then certain people that will go in to take over and build walls around your new territory. And so far I put about 2 hours into the game and I haven't gotten anywhere.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's crazy hard.
I've either heard of that game or it was something else. Looking up what I heard.
There's
of.
A bunch of
well,
games
it goes
like
under
that.
The name Rebuild. I believe it goes under the name of Rebuild. That's what
Rebuild.
It's called. Yeah.
So it's not Z-Day, whatever?
No, Z-Day Survival Simulator is a reading game, which I've been playing also. That one's not as good as Rebuild. I'm sorry. Rebuild is the one you want to get. That one's really good. And
that was it. Yes, I have heard of that game. I've seen that game.
You know, Rebuild is nuts. It's crazy fun. I'd recommend if you're into zombies and you're into like strategy games, it's like a SimCity kind of game. And if you're into that, I mean, pick it up. It was only like $1.99, I think. So it's not that expensive.
Yeah, tested.com did a. A app of the day feature on it a while back.
What did they say about it?
They liked it.
Okay.
They had fun with it and they showed it off.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all that matters is that you have fun with something and you can enjoy it. And I mean, it's just hard enough that you actually have to sit there and actually read it and think about it, and you actually have to strategize your moves and not just like send all your people to go take over, because even if you did send all your people to take over, yeah, it's quicker, but then you leave your whole base free and then the zombies can go over and take that. So you gotta basically kind of watch how you make your moves.
Yeah, it looks like a very interesting game. If I had not iPad, I might play it.
Well, you could play it on your iPhone if you have an iPhone or iPod Touch.
I have an iPod Generation 1. I don't think many apps still work on it. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't plugged it in a while.
Time for you to upgrade.
Yeah,
some.
My 2G, it doesn't really support much, even though I pull that out every now and then. But
I don't use it anymore. That's kind of the thing.
And then as far for me, my old pal Frank Branches from the RP Grinders and also from ZombieCast, he started playing Pinball FX. Have you guys ever played any Pinball FX?
No, but I think you've talked about it before.
Oh, man, I love pinball. And basically, he was playing the Ghost Rider table. The Ghost Rider table. And he's telling me, oh, I'm going to beat your score. And we ended up Thursday night going back and forth, beating each, you know, trying to top each other's score. And I ended up posting finally a 107 million score. And I actually even beat Captain Chaos on that table. I beat Captain Chaos on the X-Men table. And I ended up beating him on the Moon Knight table. So I've got three tables that I'm ahead of Captain Chaos.
Yeah, I keep hearing people talk about it, and I'm definitely going to pick it up eventually.
Do you like pinball?
Oh, I love pinball. I love it, but I'm not sure. I've just never really played a pinball game on like on a console. So,
well, this is what you can do. You can go download Pinball FX2 for free, and then you can at least get one trial of each table, and then you can see how much you like it or not. And then if you don't like it, you don't have to buy any of the tables. Or if you do, you can buy whatever tables you want, you know. And with like the Marvel gives you like packs of four, so you can get four tables at once.
Yeah, how much is it? How much is the?
The game itself, Pinball FX, the download is free, but the tables, like the four marble tables, were like 800 points. And then there's individual tables that are like 150 to 200 points.
Okay, I may pick up. Go ahead, Stuart.
No, oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I may pick up the marble tables whenever, I get my rewards, my Xbox reward points, because I think this month you get 5% back of what you've spent, and I should be getting about $10 worth, because one of my big purchases was one of the UFC fights, and that's $50 right there. So,
wow. Yeah, that is a big chunk of change.
But go ahead, Stuart.
Now, I forget. Some of these games, some of these virtual pinball games have real tables, and some of them don't. Does this one have real tables?
Well, the Captain America one was a real table. Now they've animated the Captain America and the Red Skull and different things. And even with the blade, there's a little bit of animated parts. Like the characters, but I mean, it's based off of real tables, most of them.
Oh, you know what table they need to add? The Terminator 2. You guys remember that? The Terminator
pinball? I think I've seen it once. I don't think I ever played it.
I remember it was at a CC's. An old CC's.
The one I'm most familiar with is the Addams Family table.
That's a good one, too.
That was a really good one. I want them to add a Night of the Living Dead.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
They just downloaded, or they just put in this Epic Quest, and it's like a night game, and you go and you battle like orcs and ogres and different things like that. That table is really a pretty table. I've only played it once, so I haven't really had a whole lot of time with it, but. Otherwise, it's been a really fun, pretty table the one time I did play it.
Cool. So what else besides pinball?
I did play a little bit of Gotham City Imposters. It's not as much fun without my friends on to play with. Movie-wise, I did not watch any movies because I've been really working a lot this week.
Alrighty. So that's it?
That's it for me. I mean, just a couple games and work, unless you want to hear about work.
Stuart, what's up with you?
Unless unless you have some interesting stories?
Nah, someone died, okay. But that's not that interesting.
I was about to say, he works at a hospital, so it could go one way or another.
It's either really funny or really morbid.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Nah, we just got this old lady that came in at Code Blue and died the other night, but that's about it. That's all I can really remember, because I do the best I can to forget work. You know what I mean?
I do. I understand that.
Yeah, so Stuart, try to bring us up on a cheery note. What have you been doing?
Okay, I played a little Battlefield 3 with Harold and a couple other people.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I was in the party, wasn't I? Yeah.
You were, yes.
I wasn't playing, but I was, I guess, chatting.
You could hear us going, oh, this sucks. Oh, and just sighing because it was not a good night. It just wasn't.
No, it was not a good night at all. I mean,
the first couple games were good, but then we got in a room. There was just like there was four of us and like five of them, and on a map that's big like the Battlefield maps, that just is not fun at all.
No. And then, like, my biggest problem was the fact that I was so low in my ranking. I had no decent gun with no decent scopes, and I'm sitting there running, get to wherever it is, die.
I think the starter weapon is actually pretty good, or the starting weapons are actually pretty good. I actually leveled up the first assault rifle pretty almost to the end.
Okay.
Because I really like that gun. I was getting some decent kills with it. It just and you just have to look for little bitty dots. I mean that's the difference with Battlefield. You have to look for little dots.
And it's hard.
It is hard. It's a different skill set than most other shooters.
I would definitely agree with that. I mean it's not something you can just don't. For people out there, if you're a big like Call of Duty fan, it's not something that you can just sit, pick up, and just go kill. It's something you actually have to just take a crawling pace at. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and sometimes I would even suggest to crawl.
Definitely. Now, I can say the one thing I had a whole lot of fun with is we got in one of those maps, and I got on an AA gun, and at least on the AA gun, I couldn't get killed, and I could shoot down all these planes. That was cool.
Well, yeah, also, somehow, you kept ending up on the opposite team. Don't know how that kept happening. You were the only one. Yeah,
that was funny to hear.
Yeah, well,
and, but it was cool. And that match with the AA gun, that's at your spawn point, and the other team cannot get to your spawn point. So we could not get to you to kill you.
But I was able to kill everybody in their airplanes.
But we played some Battlefield that night. I'm also continually reading more Spider-Man. I'm almost caught up all the way. I'm maybe about 30 issues from current.
Well, where did you start?
From
the beginning. Okay,
that's starting at the Civil War.
Oh wow!
At the Civil War, which was 2008, by the way. Until now.
Civil War was 2008? I thought it was 2006.
It was 2008. Okay. I'm pretty sure it was 2008. If it was 2006, then I read a lot more than I thought I did. It was
2006. Go me.
Okay. Okay, 2006, 2007.
Extra geek points.
So I read a lot more than I thought I did. I thought I started in the 2008s.
Alrighty, and good stuff.
Very good stuff. I sent you a picture yesterday that almost made me cry.
Oh yeah, I was like, what? I don't understand. What? Yeah,
it was basically Spider-Man impaled against the wall, just a big old wooden stake coming out of his
almost
chest.
Almost looks like Spidey Jesus.
And almost did it. I think that was what they were trying to go for. But yeah. It's good stuff.
And just Spider-Man?
Just Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, there's a lot going on with Spider-Man. Isn't he part of like two Avengers teams, and he's also now in the Fantastic Four, and
he made it to the Fantastic Four?
I'm not to that point yet where he's part of the Fantastic Four.
Well, wasn't that Spider Island?
It was before Spider Island.
Yeah, but I mean, you've read through Spider Island, so you know he's
I have read from Spider Island to current, but it's that gap.
Yeah, he's got a cool looking he's got a different suit. What is it, like white, whitish gray?
The Fantastic Four, they changed their look too. They're all white.
So it looks pretty cool.
Who's in the Fantastic Four now then?
Didn't he just replace the Human Torch? Isn't that it?
Spider-Man just replaced
the Human Torch.
Because Johnny Storm died. No, he died. And he has not come back yet.
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 They'll all come back, you know. Once Marvel wants
they always do.
Some more money.
Well, that's why they made zombies. Remember? That zombie book was awesome.
The Marvel Zombies?
Marvel Zombies.
Oh, you read it?
I have it, yeah. I've read halfway through it.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
The very first one. I'm still working on the very first one.
I started Marvel Zombies quite a bit ago, and I'm actually, well, I'll get into that when it's my turn, but go ahead, Stuart.
Well, I've read Marvel Zombies 2, issue 1, but that's one of the Marvel Zombies I've read.
Isn't it in the digital Ultimate Pass?
Yeah, I just haven't read it. I probably will once I get caught up, because I got to find something else to read then.
Walking Dead.
I actually did read the first issue of the Walking Dead, because it was free on Comixology.
And how did you like that?
It was good. It was good. I might buy the first volume and read through that and see if I can catch up with you guys on the Zombie Cast.
I think you should. It's actually a pretty good one. It's a good comic book.
I'm also tempted to try and read Rex Zombie Killer.
Okay.
Because that sounds interesting. It's about, I think it's two dogs, a cat, and a gorilla with a shotgun.
Oh yeah, the promo. It was the promo for We're Alive.
That's how I found out about it.
I was about to say that sounds so familiar, and then you're describing it. I'm like, okay, I remember now where I know it from. Anyways, any other good stuff, Stuart?
I finished a book series.
What book series?
It's called Witch and Wit Wizard. It's written by James Patterson. We all know I suck at describing
shit. So check out his review, which will be thought out.
Yes, my review, which is definitely more thought out, is better.
And I look forward to checking that out on our brand new redesigned website.
Which is thegeeksftw.com, right?
Right. So check that out.
And when can the listeners check out this new review that you plan on putting out?
Hopefully tomorrow, if not at least by Friday.
So be there or be square, folks.
So by the time you hear this, check to see if it's there. If not, check
Friday.
Well,
they should keep checking the site, because we're gonna be having tons of content coming, just spewing out.
That's so right.
Definitely keep the site, keep on checking it, refreshing it, add it to your RSS reader, whatever, favorites, bookmark it, whatever.
Do all that stuff.
Visit it 3 times a day.
When you wake up in the morning, at lunch, and right before you go to bed.
Which is more than you check Twitter.
Actually, no, that is usually when I do check Twitter. Is when I get up in the morning, at lunch, and then I go to bed.
Alrighty. So definitely looking forward to that. What else? Anything else?
that's been it for me.
Alrighty. I guess for me, I'm going to talk about something that's kind of strange. I've been kind of addicted. I've had a new addiction lately.
Oh,
please explain, because we want to know what you're addicted to. Heroin.
No, I gave that up long ago. But anyway, no. I've been addicted to Kickstarter.com. Are you too familiar with Kickstarter.com?
I am.
Harold?
I'm not familiar with it, and I'm scared to find out.
Basically, it's a website where you can say we want to create a zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't have the funding for it. Well, we can go to this site, we can post up, you know, we can post up our idea, all that, you know, description, how much money we would need for funding, and people give you the money, but I think I don't know if it's a requirement or not, but there's different tiers, like, you know, $5 or more, you'll get it, we'll send you a sticker, $10 or more, we'll give you a shout out, you know, in the credits or at the end, or, you know, 25 or more, we'll send you a copy of the DVD, 50 or stuff like that. So and it's not just movies, it's like people trying to games, comics, tech stuff, just, you know, board games, anything you could think of. And it's just been so interesting to just go and just look at all the different stuff people are, you know, coming up with. And just I've been trying to send messages to some of these people, trying to maybe get exclusives on, you know, on certain things. Like, I mean, you know, like some of the, like the apps that some of these people are wanting to come out with, or some of the movies they're trying to make, and, you know, try to help them promote it, and also get content, you know, get exclusive stuff, content for the site. And it's some pretty cool stuff. Like, there's tons of indie films. This
doesn't have...
Well, go ahead.
No, go.
I'm done. I wasn't going to say anything too...
It's kickstart.com or kickstart.org?
Kickstarter. This doesn't have anything to do with the Double Fine game, is it? Like, that's where
that's how I learned about the site. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I learned about the site, and then I heard other people talking about this site, and then I've just been searching. Like for instance, I found that it's already been funded, but the Oregon Trail, not the Oregon, the Oregon Trail, which is going to be an iOS and Android game, and it's going to be a zombie parody of what the Oregon Trail was. That's going to come out to iOS and Android devices. They're pledged that they needed 3,000 and they got 16,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so that game's definitely coming out. So that's going to be pretty cool to, you know, whenever that comes out. And I mean, like I said, there's comics, you know, people wanting to put out comics, people wanting to do indie films, people wanting to, I saw like different flavored popcorn, like coffee flavored pop kettle corn, and just board games and just all kinds of stuff. And it's really cool. And like I said, I'm going to be trying to look through and see, oh, okay, this just started. So I'm going to contact the people and see if maybe we can work a deal where we promote their stuff and they can give us some exclusive, you know, looks at stuff so we can put on our site and stuff like that. And Harold, if you search zombies, there are tons of zombie stuff.
Trust me, I'm searching right now. That's why I've been quiet.
Like different iPhone games, comics, graphic novel. There's one, Zombie Versus, that got funded, and that seems very interesting. And, you know, indie films and just all kinds of crazy, cool stuff. That's just...
Pro Wrestlers Versus Zombies.
Yeah, that I don't know. That seems interesting.
I could just imagine Ric Flair trying to body slam a zombie, and while he's body slamming him, he gets bit.
Yeah, but this site is really cool, and I've just been drawn to check and see, you know, oh, what's new? Anybody post any new cool ideas? And once I do start to get some money, I'll end up contributing and helping some of these projects out, because you do get stuff out of it. So I mean, if you help, you know, if you help the you know, like the, let's see, the Oregon Trail, which you can't help anymore. Well, maybe you can contact them and PayPal them. I don't know, but you know, $1 or more, you'll get a special thanks at the end of the credits. $10 or more, you'll get five postcards or five buttons of the actual thing. 20 or more, you'll get a digital pre-order of the game on your choice, you know, iPhone, iPad, Android, PC, or Mac, the soundtrack, a custom tombstone engraving of your choice, and the button and postcard, and just stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a way to...
No, it's
a way to support new things and get stuff out of it. Like, you know, I would love to see play the Oregon, you know, or Oregon Trail. So, you know, I'll help them fund it, and, you know, I'll get the game out of it. Stuff like that. Really cool. That's been my big thing. That's been keeping me away from a lot of other stuff, is just searching. I mean, I'll just spend like I'll be looking through, and an hour has passed, and I'm like, wow, I hardly ever spend like an hour on any particular website.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate you now because I'm sitting here and I've put down what I was trying to do for this.
Well, see, I'm thinking, you know, I definitely was interested in sharing this with you because, you know, you do a zombie podcast, so y'all can look at some of the zombie stuff and do what I'm doing and try to contact them and, you know, maybe get the people in charge, you know, in charge of that stuff on your show or, you know, try to make deals with them to promote their stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is so freaking awesome, man. I like this website.
It's really cool. So that
okay. It made me stop what I was doing.
So since
you brought up Kickstarter, can we talk about this Double Fine thing?
Sure. They reached what, 2 million, and all they needed was like half a million.
Okay. What is Double Fine is a company that's known for, you know, they made Psychonauts, they made I was just looking at the list.
Didn't they make Day of the Tentacle?
Day of the Tentacle, Caution Quest, Brutal Legends. You know, they're a well-known company. But way back in the day, they made point and click adventure
games. Day of the Tentacle.
Like Day,
which Day I never
Tentacle.
Knew they and did until recently, which is really cool because that's one of my favorite games from in the 90s.
And that's really what this was for, was if if you guys want a point and click adventure game like we did way back when, you know, we'll do it if you guys give us, you know, $400,000. They hit that in 8 hours. That's all it took.
I thought it was less than 8. Wow. It took that long?
Okay. It might have been less than 8. But what it says here on their Kickstarter page is 8 hours.
Okay, because this has been like big and among right now tons of video game podcasts.
Yes, right now, you know, be in mind their goal was $400,000. What they have right now is $2,068,633.
Wait, you said
and they're still
633. It's 709 now.
Damn.
Let me refresh. It has changed since I first got on this site. It has changed. Let me refresh again. Nope, it hasn't changed. Okay. But yeah.
That's nuts. Well,
damn, I just refreshed and it changed.
Stuart, quit giving them money.
Fuck. It did just went up.
Went up like 15 bucks.
Yeah, see, Stuart's rich. He's giving them all that money.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, if I had $2 million to give, I would not have a shitty PC.
Well, you only had 15. It only went up 15.
I haven't done anything with it.
Or maybe it's still waiting for your 15 because you got that crappy PC that can't upgrade.
Well, I'm actually reading because you actually do get something for paying $15.
You get the game.
You get the game.
For real?
Yeah, you get the game for $15.
And access, so you to, give them video, 15 bucks, and access to their video series of making the game, I think.
I would be interested in seeing because, yes, they're also doing a documentary while they're going to make this game.
That would be actually kind of cool, especially if they start with the fact that they went on this website and, you know, they're asking for donations for the game and, you know, and how they got the donations and then how, you know, they built the game from there.
And their maximum amount to pledge or that like $10,000 or more, two people have actually paid that.
Damn.
So wait, this is two of four remaining. So if two more people or so if three more people pay $10,000 or more, the third person or the I guess the fifth person is just out of luck and doesn't get. That's kind of.
Yes, because if you pay that $10,000, you get to go to the Double Fine offices.
Wow.
and get a tour.
You get a door?
Tour.
You get a tour.
T-O-U-R. You get a door with it. Yes.
You get a door in the office.
If you pay us $10,000, we'll give you a door.
In Stuart's house. Right.
We'll send you a door. I mean,
I work for a construction company. I can give you a door. You know, it's not.
Yeah, we'll give you a custom made for the door.
I don't know about custom made.
Dude, all you got to do is put a stinking logo on it and it's already custom made. Think
just
about
draw
it.
GFTW.
There you go. It's custom made.
But yeah, what's
your very own greenhouse door?
What's actually interesting is one of the first things I did was I searched podcast. And there are actually people who have made, you know, have done these Kickstarters for help us get new podcast equipment or help us start our podcast and stuff like, and there's people actually paying money, like actually giving them like hundreds and even thousands of dollars. And some of the stuff is like, you know, we'll get a shout out, or you can get a like 1 minute of airtime promo, or you can be a guest, or you can, you know, whatever, stuff like that. And I'm thinking, wow, that's, I mean, basically this is just like, we'll give you stuff if you give us money to do what we want to do.
$87,000 for a video game podcast.
Damn.
What the fuck?
I don't need that. I just need enough money to buy a new microphone.
You and me both.
Man, that's all I really need is the money to buy a new mic.
So you heard it first. You heard it here first, people. 30. Geeks for the Win Kickstarter. Give us $10,000, we'll give you a door.
And that way I can get a new mic.
Their goal for this video game podcast was $30,000, and they hit it in 2 hours.
Wow.
Damn.
I don't know. Maybe we should do something like this. No. Honestly, I joke, but I have thought about it. It has been tempting. It has been tempting.
After seeing that,
because you know we get the funds to get better equipment and do more stuff. We could easily make this podcast better.
Somebody paid $1,000 for it. What?
I mean, if you scroll down, there's another podcast that already has 22,000 and. They're only halfway to their goal. And
why would your goal beat me more than a couple $100 for equipment?
Well, I could see like I see, let's see. Where is it? There's certain podcasts like Movie BS with whatever, you know, 1,000, you know, 1,500. I could see maybe that much, you know, if you want to get really good mics and stuff like that, and maybe, but like 40,000? What do you need $40,000 for? I mean, are you quitting your jobs and just podcasting like every day or something? I mean, that's some crazy stuff, but this site is really awesome, and I'll leave it at that. I think we've been talking a lot about this site, so definitely people check it out if you just want to see some cool ideas for certain stuff, or you're interested in maybe getting some indie films or comic books or whatever. You can help them reach their goal and get it. And the thing is, no money is taken out until they reach their goal. And until the date, like if we say we have 30 days, you know, for our Kickstarter, and we don't reach our goal, we're like a dollar short after those 30 days. No one gets their money taken away, and we're just out of luck. Or, you know, if our goal gets met in, you know, 2 hours, they still got to wait till those 30 days. So there are some rules like that. It's not just, you know, oh, a couple people gave us a couple $100, and even though we didn't reach our goal, we'll still get it. No, it doesn't do that. So, but yeah, cool site. You
know, other than these movies, comic book things, like, I'm more or less just concentrating on this podcast thing that has me really baffled. What that seems to me is it's virtual begging on the street. That's what it is. It is a person standing on a virtual street.
It's a little more than that.
Change.
Because some of these things are like, you know, if we did it, we could be like, hey, if you give us, you know, $50 or more, you'll get a shout out on the show. We'll discuss a topic you gave us, and we'll send you a Geeks for the Win T-shirt. You know, stuff like that. You're giving money, but you're actually getting stuff in return. So it's kind of a win-win.
True. Thing. It is.
It's kind of like everybody wins website, which, you know.
I like that. Win-win.
You're looking and you're seeing some things that are like, really, people gave $3,000 for or $40,000 for. And that just in the back of your head, you're just like, I have ideas. I you know.
Give me money, too.
I'm telling you, people, Geeks for the Win Kickstarter. We need to get that happening. But let's see what else. Speaking of comic books, watch The Walking Dead, the newest episode.
And how did you like this week's episode?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. It was really good, and I honestly think they did one of the most gruesome scenes that I've ever seen. Would that be the face? Yeah, and the winch, the face just peeling off when trying to go through the winch. That was gruesome.
That was awesome.
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it was very gruesome. I really liked it, but it was very graphic, and I didn't expect it. It totally caught me off guard.
But that was the best part of the whole show, I think.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it was what it was. It was just really gruesome. I mean, you'd expect something like that out of like Saw or something. I mean, I don't even think Saw can really say it's done anything as gruesome as that.
Yeah, that was pretty graphic. But I mean, the only thing I was really ticked off with that whole this week's episode is that the fact that you put Lori in that car accident and she walks away with just a little scratch.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah.
I call bullshit on that.
I do, but you know, who knows what will happen, you know. But it's definitely interesting reading the comics, seeing how things are just totally different.
Yeah, it is totally different, and the scenes for next week, I mean, like we were saying on ZombieCast, just how Lori is sitting there trying to play Rick right now and put in his head that, you know, Shane isn't a really good guy. Shane's over here doing this. Shane's doing that. Blah, 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 blah. Oh,
definitely. And I'm this ZombieCast, I'm with you. I've got the under. I think he's going down. Like,
thank you.
Maybe next episode even.
I hope he goes down next episode.
I hope so too.
Speaking of that, we've got to get you on the show. You need to come on this week's show, maybe.
I'm definitely down for it.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what time.
Yeah, I wanted to listen to the live show this past week, but something had just come up and I wasn't able to. I was all, you know, preparing to actually listen to the live show. I had set things aside and then something happened and I'm like, damn it. But yeah.
Hey, I know that. I mean, just like tonight, man, I was all set to be here on time, and then damn impatient had to come late.
Well, you damn near were on time. I mean,
close. You know,
I mean, we've all been a few minutes late, so it ain't that bad. But yeah, definitely enjoying that. And then I didn't get to see the Talking Dead. I have that DVR'd, but.
Talking Dead was actually pretty good. They had the Chinese guy,
Glenn,
Stephen
the dude who
Lin,
plays Glenn. Yeah.
Who plays Glenn on, and he was actually a really good interview. How's that?
Awesome. Awesome. But let's see. I guess I did play The Old Republic a little. I started to do some PvP stuff and try to get the credits to the special commendations to get like the champion bag so I could get PvP armor and stuff like that, just because I'm all about like armor and new weapons and stuff like that. That's why I loved Borderlands so much, was just being able to find something that'll make me that much stronger or that much, you know, that much more tougher or that much have that much more endurance and stuff like that. Just slightly getting better.
Have you looked up what's best in the slot yet?
What do you mean? Best in slot.
You can like your best pair of gloves, your best chest piece, your best pair of pants.
That I could get like
the slot. Yes. Like what is best for your class?
Oh, you mean my best stats, like strength and endurance. Yeah, yeah, strength and endurance.
Have you looked up what they are and how to get them yet?
Strength and endurance. That's
no. I mean, have you looked up what the actual piece of armor is?
Can you do that like in the actual game?
Not okay. In the game.
No, I haven't looked up. I haven't looked up any spoilers or whatnot, because that's the whole journey of it, is me finding new stuff and me getting that much, but I don't want to know. This is the ultimate armor I can get, and it's my goal to get that. No, that's not as fun as finding something new and it being in just constant doing stuff to try to get better and better without knowing, because I think knowing, for me anyways, knowing, you know, what the end is, knowing what the limit is, kind of is like, what's the point? Because once I get that, you know, once I hit that, there's not much else. I just want to hopefully not know and just go along and get things as it comes.
That is rare. That is rare for a person to do that in an MMO.
Do we have a breaking news sounder?
We do.
Could you play it?
Okay, I gotta find out which one it is. Oh, here it is.
OFR breaking news. Just 2 seconds ago, I received an email that came from Timo Terry from Open Forum Network, and he is doing better, and he is expected to be on the next Open Forum radio show. And he's saying thank you for all the prayers and everything and all that good stuff. And, you know, he should be back to work very soon. So breaking news, Timo will be coming back, guys.
Oh, I got that about an hour ago.
Well, I just checked my email.
I probably got it too. I was going to shout that out at the end.
I didn't think. Yeah.
Oh, but sorry.
I guess, you know, there it goes, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. But. Let's see, anything else I did? Comics, TV, movie. Yep, that's about it. Alrighty, I guess we can move on to our first topic, which is your topic, Stuart, about augmented reality.
Yes. See, on this show, we've talked about future tech, and most of the stuff that we talk about is the virtual reality stuff. The stuff that terrifies me, because it's the kind of future that everybody sits in their house, never leaves, and they only interact with each other online.
Kind of like what we're doing now.
Except they never leave their house ever. I mean, do you even go, you know, to the store to get jobs, to do their jobs? It's all online. Everything is online, and that scares me. That really does.
Well, you know what I did the other day, which was actually kind of cool? You guys have Chipotles?
Chipotle?
Yeah.
No.
You have those, right?
I've heard about Chipotle.
Chipotle. It's a burrito place that during lunchtime, it's like really, really, really busy. So I decided I was going to order my burrito with my phone.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
And
you got
pay
an app
for it with my phone. Yeah, I ordered my burrito with my phone and paid for it with my phone. And then I took my crusty butt and with some really tank top shirt and, you know, some old dingy shorts. And I just walked right up, grabbed my burritos and walked right out while everybody else was there. That was so awesome.
See, that's different. You left your house to go get that. That's different. There's a different reality. Future tech reality that I like, that's really kind of cool, and that's augmented reality. That is like, oh, God help me, I can't remember the name of that movie. Minority Report, thank you. That. Where everything, like chips in your head makes you see overhead, overhead displays. Shit. That kind of thing.
That shit. I ain't ever having a chip in my head.
I don't want that.
Virtual screens coming out of your arm. That kind of thing.
No, I don't want that.
But it involves leaving your house to see the really cool stuff. I like that.
Yeah. See, the thing about having a chip in your head, people are all like, yeah.
Well, I just want to say
the thing about like that part of I've heard people say, you know, I've heard on Prove Your Point, I've heard them talk about that with that Dr. Lisa, whatever lady, about having implants in your heads and computers, this and that in your heads. And the only the thing I have about that is hackers. That scares the living bejesus out of me. And yes, I did say bejesus. Because that, I mean, you got hacking groups who can hack, like, the government's websites and stuff like that and just do all kinds of crazy stuff. And all hackers are not going away. There's always going to be somebody who's can crack something or figure something out and get into something. It's always going to happen.
Right. And yes, I mean,
to have somebody be able to like control something or control your head and something inside your head, maybe not be able to control what you do, but control what you see. And as a result, what you do, that scares me. I know there's other ways to do the augmented reality.
And
people don't think about that. I've the whole time during that prove your point thing when they were talking about stuff like that, I was thinking, why hasn't anybody mentioned like the fear of hackers and stuff like that? I mean, that's a
there's been videos like movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, there are some cool augmented reality stuff. I know, like I think the 3DS and the PS Vita have stuff where you can like you can set something down and use the camera and it'll create stuff around like a card or some kind of object and crazy stuff like that.
Yes, there are apps that supposedly you hold up in front of your face. It detects where you are and what you're looking at, and then it pops up like Yelp reviews on this place and that kind of thing. That shit's cool. But now, it's coming out this year, so this article says, and so I've read other places too. Google is coming out with a pair of glasses that's going to allow you to do that kind of stuff.
Okay, so yeah, this is the same as the Google HUD glasses. That I've seen. I don't see it saying Google HUD, but all the other articles I've seen about it says Google HUD. So
Google X. That's what this calls it. Google X.
This seems cool. Go on.
Yeah, it's going to come up with. It doesn't really go into detail what kind of stuff you could see, but it would be like that. Like you could be looking at like a restaurant. And like wondering, is this any good? And it'll come up with reviews for it. And they don't know whether it's going to be able to sync with your phone or if it's going to have its own data plan. But it is going to be 3G or 4G, whichever. And it's going to track wherever you are. And it has a little camera in one of the arms of the glasses. And it's going to record everything you see. So if you're doing something you're not supposed to, don't be wearing these glasses.
And it's got like earbuds like attached to it.
Yes. So and you can also play MP3s.
The article you gave doesn't have an image of it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
This article I have, I think, yeah.
I did read other articles and it had the glasses.
I'm not sure if this is like the official but it shows like the Android logo on the lenses or I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's them.
This seems pretty cool. I do got to say, I could see this being a big game changer. I mean, of course, the way these glasses look, maybe it's not going to catch on as quick. They're going to have this obviously, hopefully this is just a prototype and they can the final product will be a lot sexier, I guess.
It's coming out this year,
but still, that you they still have time to
but
do stuff.
The heads up display is only in one eye. It's not going to be in both. So and these things are going to be pricey too, as well as you can expect.
Well, it's saying like 300, like anywhere from 250 to 600.
Yeah,
which give it wait till end of next year, and the price will be drastically lower.
As well as the next version of them.
Well, yeah. Hopefully it's software. They can just upgrade it, And there's the only thing nice, different is the looks. You can get different looks. Hopefully they're all they all run the same to a point.
These also are not to be worn at all times. These are to be used occasionally. It compares it to usage as much as a smartphone.
Well, people use your smartphone all the time.
Yeah, but like you don't always have your smartphone in front of your face.
I practically do.
Most people do.
Just because my smartphone is like, I use that more than anything.
I've got a screen in front of my face, but not using my
And it's probably faster than your computer right now.
My phone, by golly, it's faster. Hell yeah. It's a lot faster than my computer at the moment.
Yeah, that's why I enjoy my iPod so much, because it's way faster than my computer.
But yeah, what do you think about this, Harold?
Cool idea. I don't know if I would be into it. I don't think I'm really that far into it. You know, I don't think it's something for me, but it's a cool idea.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just thinking of all kind. There's just a variety of different things that, you know, I'm thinking of that could be done, and not to mention probably thousands of different ideas that I haven't even thought of yet. I mean, you could do all kinds of stuff with these. Like, it could be definitely a game changer. So I'm looking forward to them coming out and them having the technology being cheaper to manufacture and it not be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I really hope this takes off.
I mean, well, think about it. What is it? 3D TVs are now even less than what they used to be. So, yeah, everything that comes out right now will be expensive, but then a year from now...
Oh, yeah, that's just technology. It's advancing so greatly that, you know, in 6 months, things are a lot cheaper. Like you said, 3D TVs, you can go on Amazon and they have a Vizio 3D TV for like $600.
Yeah, I mean, even that new PlayStation Vita that came out this week. I mean, I can wait till after Christmas and I'll get it cheaper than everybody else. And then I'll
maybe right before Christmas, even with Black Friday. And
Because
I mean, look at Nintendo. They came out with a price drop pretty quick after their 3DS launched, which I'm really tempted to next time the PS Vita has a price drop to pick that up whenever it does get a price drop, because it just looks amazing.
Yeah, it does look amazing. But I mean, reading all the reviews that I've seen on it, that thing does. It is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I might even pick one up at one point.
Alrighty. But yeah, this definitely looks like it could change a lot of the way we use a lot of things. Like Stuart said, look at a restaurant and it tells you, or, you know, I mean, it could interact with a variety of different things. I could see, you know, it could maybe interact with your phone or a video or the next console or other stuff. So,
yeah. Now, what I want is for them to put prescription lenses on them, so I can just wear them at all times.
Oh, that'll happen. I'm sure that'll happen.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, that and like the 3D glasses.
And by that time, 3D technology will be universal, so you don't have to buy a new pair of glasses for every single TV.
Well, I think the FCC is trying to get the companies to, I think there's still some talk in that.
Which is why I said the time they have in prescription lenses, something, an app will happen and my lenses will change to be able to see 3D.
Yeah. Would you have if they could have a pair of glasses like these, they could be 3D glasses, Stuart. They could be your prescription glasses. They could be these augmented reality glasses. They somehow have technology in them where you can like, basically it's like your smartphone. Would you do something like that?
Absolutely.
And it also had like Kinect stuff where you could like, you see it can track your hands and the HUD, you see certain things and then you can, you know, move it around.
Like holographic displays.
Yeah, well,
like something comes up that only you can see.
Yeah, it's not holographic displays, yeah.
Well, no, that's what you see. You see holographic displays, and you're like moving pictures around, that kind of thing. Absolutely, that'd be fucking awesome.
That would be cool if you could interact with the stuff. Yes. But just to have a freaking pair of glasses.
Well, no, that's what this is going to be. It's going to be, you're going to be interacting with.
That's what this is going to lead to.
No, I mean actually, like, pick up things and be able to move it around in, like, a virtual world. That would be awesome.
Oh, I'm seeing, like, you see, like, say you're like you have your cell phone. You see like similar cell phone display or whatever, and you're able to, like, reach out and touch certain things or do certain things, and there's a sensor, like a Kinect type sensor in the glasses that can tell that you're touching that. And
yeah, that would be kind of cool in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
And the people who aren't wearing the glasses look at you like you're freaking, like you're insane, because you get your hands all out, you're moving them all around.
Well, that just changes the whole riding the bus experience.
It does. The article that I linked to, it talks about a book, Rainbow's End. It came out in 2007. It's basically what we just described. That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyways, the article for this will be in the show notes, so check that out. I guess my next topic is an article I saw about it. The headline is, "Hey Marvel, make these 5 comic book movies for the horror fans."
And I've been waiting to talk about this because I've also got some other ideas.
Number one, the first, it's not really in order, I guess. It's just, you know, or it's just, it doesn't say 1, 2, 3, but the first one is Carnage.
Absolutely.
Very good idea.
I would love, ever since we heard Venom was going to be, you know, in Spider-Man 3 before we found out it was a piece of crap, I think everybody was like, oh, they need to do Carnage next. Carnage would be amazing.
Absolutely. I really hope the Amazing Spider-Man movie takes off and we can actually get to that point where we see Carnage.
Yeah, the thing with that is
because before that you would have to see Venom. Yeah,
that's the thing. We'd have to see Venom and they'd have to do it right this time.
And he needs his own movie. He needs his own movie or trilogy.
No other villains. Like they need to end the Amazing Spider-Man with, like, he steps in the symbiote or somehow, you know, it finds him.
Okay.
And end it like that.
Yes.
So it
And then the next movie is him in the black suit, and then the third movie is him finding Venom.
Definitely. And then the fourth is
Carnage. But no emo Parker.
No dance scene. That's right, no dance scene. God.
No emo Parker.
I
got
to say, that was kind of horror right there. That dance scene.
No, that whole movie was a horror.
And you see, when I saw it in theaters, I had myself convinced, you know, I just was so excited about it. I was like, oh, that was awesome. And then it took some time to sink in. And I'm like, well, it had Venom in it. Had Venom in it. I mean, it Venom is awesome. And then I'm like,
It had Venom in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah. They had too many villains in that movie. It was just.
Harry Osborn never actually became the Green Goblin.
He did.
He became the Green Goblin in the comics.
Yeah, yes, in the comics. Yes. Not in this movie. Not in the movie. He was something else.
He kind of sort of became Goblin, but
it was a different version or something weird. They made their own version.
Yeah, he became like the little goblin.
But I was not.
It was the same principle of the comics,
and they focused way too much on Sandman. Yeah.
Sandman was just, I didn't like Sandman.
The Sandman was cool, but it was like, okay,
he doesn't deserve to be a front runner in a movie.
No, I'd rather have the Hawk or whatever, you know, the eagle guy,
the vulture
guy. I'd rather have him or the lizard guy. I'd rather have one of those two guys.
The lizard is the villain in the new one.
Spoiler alert!
No. Yeah, I'd rather have those.
I'm just messing with you. I haven't watched any of the the very 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 first like teaser trailer I watched, but I've been going blackout on a lot of these movies and stuff. And games and stuff that I'm really looking forward to. I really have. I haven't seen any of the Spider-Man movies, or the trailers or any of the stuff like that. I haven't, like, game wise, I haven't seen the Borderlands stuff that's come out. I've just been trying to go blackout, so I have a much better experience when it happens.
All right. So who's next on your list next, of people that they want to do that they should do movies? Because I have my own
list. Next is another Spider-Man villain, Morbius.
I don't know about him. I feel the same way about him as I do the Sandman.
Yeah, I think he's better than the Sandman personally, but he's not one of my favorites.
But he's not I don't think he deserves his own movie.
I could agree with you guys. He don't deserve his own movie, but he deserves to be in a movie.
Yes, I will agree with that.
The next is Marvel's Zombies.
This is the one I'm waiting for.
Marvel's Zombies would be amazing. Yes. And they could go a variety. Yes. There's so much with Marvel Zombies. They've done so many different things with Marvel Zombies. They even have Marvel Zombies versus Army of Darkness.
Yeah, that would be freaking awesome. Just like in the picture, Wolverine as the zombie. Oh, man. That would be just totally freaking awesome.
I mean, hopefully we'll end up, getting our comic talk segment in the show and we can talk about the comics later on. Because that, I've been reading Marvel Zombies for the last couple years. I just haven't really been too gung-ho about sticking with it, but now that I'm in a big comic book reading mood, I'm just, that would just be so cool. But the next, Doctor Strange, which, that could be pretty cool.
That could be cool, yeah.
It could be. They just have to make Doctor Strange really freaking dark.
Definitely.
The animated movie, Doctor Strange, is good. Definitely recommend watching that.
Didn't we talk about that like a long time ago?
Yeah. We did. Yeah, it is very good. But Doctor Strange could go, it could easily go bad. That's the thing.
If you made it dark enough, maybe not, because, I mean, he could be like a really dark Voldemort kind of character, and that could be really cool.
Well, Doctor Strange he's the good guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
but you'd want to make it dark, because that's what the whole article was about, making dark movies.
Well, yeah, his whole story frame is pretty dark, yeah, because of the people he faces against. There's some dark stuff. Like it gets into like cults and just brainwash and people in brainwashed and it in becoming cults and like satanic worshiping stuff like that. It's some pretty dark stuff. So definitely.
Which then brings up the next one, which is actually really awesome. And when I looked at that part of the article, I was like, damn.
I don't know about this one.
Until this article. And that's the whole thing that really made me want to talk about this. The Midnight Suns, which apparently is like the Avengers, but it has like Blade, Ghost Rider, Morbius, who else? Doctor Strange, of course. Hannibal King, I don't know who that is, and a few others, and that just seems too good to be true. I mean, I've been searching and seeing if that's why I asked you, Stuart, on Twitter, if there was a way I could see what comics were on that digital subscription, and sadly, this ain't in it.
But now, if they were to do that, if they were to make that, they definitely have to do a reboot of Blade.
Oh, yeah, because Wesley Snipes in jail?
Who knows
where he's at? Isn't he in jail because of his whole tax issues?
I think he is.
He's in jail for like 3 years, I think, or something like that.
And you're going to honestly have to do another reboot of Ghost Rider, because this last movie, from the reviews, was horrible.
I'm going to end up seeing that. I'm still going to end up seeing that, because
after the reviews, I'm gonna wait till it gets to at least $1.
Because people really did dissed on the first one, but I didn't think the first one was all that bad.
From what I'm hearing on this one, though, is that Nicolas Cage did Nicolas Cage. When Ghost Rider was on the screen, it was fantastic. When Nicolas Cage got on the screen, it was
he does Nicolas Cage in every movie. You just have to take that as it is. I mean.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him. Sorry, Stuart.
No, I actually like Nicolas Cage. So
I just don't want to see him. I don't want him.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, I'd definitely love to see another Blade reboot. I'd love to see, you know, maybe another. I think it's too soon to do a Ghost Rider reboot since we just had one. So maybe
I want a Black Panther.
Maybe they. Well, that would be good. Yeah, but as far as Ghost Rider, maybe, you know, if they did, Midnight Suns, maybe it would be Ghost Rider and not, you know, maybe it would be just the Ghost Rider stuff and not Nicolas Cage. They could just have him be Ghost Rider all the time.
Well, then you just need the CG exactly. Ghost Rider dude.
So there you go. You don't even have to hire Nicolas Cage, and you don't even have to, you know, reboot a new movie where people would get mad about. But yeah, and the Doctor Strange. This just seems too good to be. I mean, it's just crazy the fact that there's a team like this. I never would have guessed.
Okay,
I would.
Midnight Suns do not have their own comic.
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm looking them up.
I've looked it up already, and I've even looked up the comics on eBay, and I've seen.
That's too cool.
I see Midnight Suns Unlimited.
Yeah,
but that's the Unlimited universe.
And then maybe even do a Ghost Knight, or yeah, Ghost Knight.
Yeah. So.
They were in Marvel Zombies.
Oh, yeah. They were in Marvel Zombies the end of 3, and they came in 4, and they were... Yeah, so... This just seems really cool. I just never would have thought there'd be, like, a Dark Avengers type thing, type team. Because, don't get me wrong, I love the Avengers. I'm looking forward to that, but this would be really cool. I mean, I would definitely want to see a movie like this. Definitely would. But I guess so Terrell, you said you had your own list?
No, I was just giving you part of my list right there. I'd like to see a reboot of Blade. I'd like to see Luke Cage. I'd like to see Black Panther come back. And I'd like to see maybe a Moon Knight and a reboot of Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe we'll.
Luke Cage might be interesting.
Maybe we'll see something like this happen because comic book, you know, Hollywood's running out of ideas and comic books seem to be the big new thing for movie or Hollywood to turn into movies. And.
And you know what I would really like them to really do? I'd like to see them pony up and do a DC versus Marvel.
Again?
I'd like to see a regular movie, like now.
Oh, a movie.
A movie okay. With DC versus Zombo. DC versus Marvel, you know. Ooh, what
that
I mean?
That would take some money.
But that might be really, really cool.
True. That would be cool if they did it right. Definitely. But the whole thing with that.
With that, I don't think you would really need the big stars.
Yeah.
Like I don't think you would need the current actors who are playing those roles. I think you could safely cast somebody else for those roles.
You know what you could do is you could probably CG the whole thing possibly because you don't really even have to ever get them out of
the costumes. Do an avatar, pull an avatar, CG like the whole thing. Yeah, that'd be interesting, but. The whole thing with that is the here's where it comes to reality.
Uh-huh.
Different movie companies own different parts of, like, you know, Spider-Man is owned by Sony.
Paramount.
Sony.
Yeah,
and,
Sony.
You know.
But they only have him for, I think, one or two more movies,
long as
right?
They keep, as long as they keep shelling out movies at a certain pace, they can keep the rights.
The Spider-Man franchise.
See, Marvel or Disney needs to just shell out the money to get the rights back to some of their, you know, like to Spider-Man.
Yeah, they need to get X-Men and Spider-Man back
and Fantastic Four.
Yeah, definitely. And, X-Men more than anything.
And the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I could care less about the Fantastic Four. I'd say they have to get the X-Men back first.
Definitely, but if anyone's got the money, it's Disney. Disney definitely has the money to do that.
Yeah.
And now, but, I mean, they bought Marvel. They bought Marvel, period. So, I mean, they definitely have the money to buy
Warner Brothers owns DC, so it'd have to be Warner Brothers versus teams up with Disney.
And see,
with Disney MGM,
that's what I've wanted Disney to do. I wanted Disney to pull a Warner Brothers and, you know, fund the like Warner Brothers. They fund the money. They shell out the money so that these great DC movies can be made. And so far, Disney hasn't really done that since they've got
right. No, it's the Marvel movies have really been under Marvel Studios, which is Marvel's movie in industry.
Yeah. So I don't know, but there's I'm sure there's a bunch of other comic book movies we could just brainstorm and think about. I mean, I would love to see a Civil War movie or a trilogy.
Absolutely. It would have to be more than one. But yes, Civil War, because I love the Civil War.
We really do need to have like a geek debate show one day about Civil War, like you wanted to do a while ago.
Yeah, when we first started the podcast.
Well, we still have a ton of ideas. We still have a list of ideas we wanted to do. So
that is need true. To maybe, we do. We'll look at that one.
We
look
need
at
to
that
maybe
list.
Get on that, but. Definitely, people, check this out. Check this link out on the show notes. The really cool stuff. I mean, it's definitely opened my eyes regarding like some of the movies that, you know, I never really would have thought about I never even knew about the Midnight Suns until this. So, but anyways, I guess
again, they only have that one comic under their name.
Well, it's I think it's a long.
That's
yeah,
it.
In 92, there's like
that one series, but there is Ghost Rider comics that have Midnight Suns on, yeah, as well as Morbius.
Yeah, I'm on eBay and I'm looking up like I'm currently looking at a bit of like 18 Midnight Sun comics for, and it's currently at like $5. Ends in like, you know, a day and 18 hours. I'm and stuff like that. Cause you know, for $10, I definitely would buy, you know, and just to read them. Cause there's no way else I can get my hands on them. And that just seems so cool.
Yeah. I'm looking at Comic Vine, which is showing every single appearance by the Midnight Suns. It's not a whole lot.
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe we'll see more of that come up with, you know, maybe they'll end up doing movies of that and more people do comics, or I don't know. There's just no one knows anymore. Things have just been crazy. But next topic we have, though, is some kind of UFC / boxing news. Right, Harold?
Yeah. Well, it was just kind of interesting, I thought, since you're a UFC fan like I am, that the owner or president of USC, Dana White, called out Floyd Mayweather and said that he needs to fight Pacquiao.
And he's a racist.
And he's a racist. So I don't know what your take on that, because I think he's actually right. You know, Floyd needs to just go fight Pacquiao, because I think Pacquiao is the best in the world.
I think it's interesting, and I think it was pretty interesting to hear him say, yeah, I am the owner, and, you know, I am the owner of UFC, but I'm still a boxing fan. I thought that was interesting to hear him say, and I definitely would. I think, you know, if fans want to see a fight, I think it should happen. I mean,
it should happen. Boxing committee should make it happen.
They should definitely make it happen.
I could play the audio of that.
Just if you want.
Of what Dan White says. It's loading. Come on. Okay.
First of all, what he said, I think, is racist. He's made a couple of racist comments. And yes, Floyd, you're racist with the stuff that you said. First of all, Jeremy Lin gets all this credit because he's an Asian player in the NBA that African-Americans never get. Yeah, he's getting all his praise because he's an Asian guy playing in the NBA. And you say that African-Americans don't get it? Really? Kobe Bryant doesn't get any praise? Michael Jordan never got any praise? The list goes on and on of guys who completely get praised for being great NBA basketball players. Not only can he compete and make it in the NBA, The guy's tearing it up and is breaking records, you knucklehead. Okay? Second of all, the other thing you said Manny Pacquiao should go make some sushi somewhere. Sushi's from Japan. He's from the Philippines, dummy, okay? Don't worry about what all these other guys are doing and shooting your big mouth off on Twitter. What you should worry about is getting in there and making the fight that all the boxing fans want to see. Get in there and fight Manny Pacquiao. You don't deserve more of the purse. Split that. If there was ever a fight in history that should be split 50-50, it's the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. Shut up. Both of you split the money up and put on the fight that everybody, including me, wants to see. Yes, I run the UFC and all this stuff. I'm a boxing fan, and I want to see this fight, too. And I know that I speak for millions and millions of other people. Shut up and make the fight, Floyd.
Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on Fuel TV.
But, yeah, that's crazy. And, yeah, black players do get praise for basketball. I mean, that's basically, what, 90% of the NBA? I mean,
exactly.
He named Michael Jordan and Kobe, but I can think of, you know, Shaq, Karl Malone. Let's see. Right now you've got all the people, LeBron James, the other people on the Miami team, the Heat. You've got
LeBron James. You've got Dwayne Wade. You've got
Here,
Bosch, Chris
here
Bosch.
In Oklahoma, on the Thunders, you've got Kevin Durant, you've got James Harden, you've got a bunch of people. I mean,
Indiana used to have Reggie Miller.
So. Yeah, there you go. I mean,
but they got Larry Bird now.
But yeah, I mean, you got just.
We just gotta stop because he's white.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got Larry Bird as the owner now.
I was about to say, he doesn't play. He's retired. He's old. He's the owner. So,
we had to throw a white guy in there at least, didn't we?
But yeah, that's the thing. I mean, 90% of the NBA is probably, you know, African-American players. It's crazy. I mean, I can't believe he would say something like that. I mean, the only other Asian player I could ever think of that I ever saw was, that Yao Ming?
Yeah.
Yao Ming, yeah.
And now we got, Jeremy Lin, which you just hearing all kinds of crazy stuff about him. At least I have.
Yes, I have too, and I don't even follow basketball.
Stewart doesn't even follow basketball, and he's hearing stuff. Come on now.
Well, he's the internet sensation now. I mean, he's the man.
Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely interesting, and I think as far as the fights go, the boxing fight goes, if the fans want it, the fans they should make it happen, because that's who's going to be shelling out the money to pay for it.
It would probably be the most downloaded boxing event too, for a long time.
Oh, definitely. Considering UFC really, really put the boxing organization. You know, really been hurting them, but
true.
Alrighty, I guess what's this other article about free shit? I like free.
Oh, right.
Free
this
is my favorite number.
One now. Yeah, we all like free stuff, right?
That's right.
So from right now, if you want to get some free breakfast, you could go to IKEA, and you can go there on Saturdays through Sunday or Saturday through Monday mornings before 11, and you can get free breakfast. You can get eggs and bacon and hash browns and a cup of coffee, and it's all free on the house.
That's pretty cool. Sadly, I don't have an IKEA because my city sucks.
Oh, if you go check out some different places like Walmart on Facebook and Target on Facebook, you can sometimes get free samples. Who else was it on Facebook? Sears has some free stuff that they give out on Facebook where you print a coupon and you go in. Bath and Body Works gives coupons out on Facebook where you can get some free stuff. And something that I've been actually doing, do you guys have a – I know you keep – you want to play the promotion for our sponsor now?
You mean Audible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess you go on. I'll do it afterwards, after you're done.
Well, anyways, I know – and I suggest everybody we really want you to go do audibletrial.com, Geeks for the Win, so that, you know, we can get some financing for the show, and it does help out the show. But if you're kind of cheap like me and you got an Amazon Kindle, there's a lot of free books if you look on the Kindle store. And I typed in just zombies, and I found about 20 different free books to read on there. And they're all pretty decent, some of them. I mean, I got Resurrected, I got Zombie Killer, Zombie Tales, Zombie Son, When Graves Yawn, One Buck Horror, a whole bunch. And I got them all for free.
Definitely, definitely. That's some awesome stuff right there. And, you know, like he said, the podcast is sponsored by Audible. And, you know, speaking of free, you can get a free audiobook download by going to www.audibletrial.com/geeksftw. And you'll get a free, you know, hundreds of thousands of titles to choose from. There's an app for virtually any device you have, iPhone, Android, you know, the Kindle Fire, I guess maybe, I don't know if the Kindle Touch or something has that, but MP3 players, you can download it to put on any MP3 player. You can even put it on a CD, and if you're still burning CDs. Even BlackBerry has an app, I think. I don't know. I could be wrong, but it definitely, audibletrial.com/geeksftw. And if you can't remember that, go to our site. There's a banner on the side. You can just click it, and it'll take you straight to it. And, you know, you get a free audiobook. You can, you know, if you want to cancel right afterwards, or, you know, and don't, it's not your thing or whatnot, you can definitely do so. It's a 14-day free trial, and you get discounts on other books. Like, no, if you aren't a member of Audible, books normally cost like $20-something, but you can get them for like $7-8. So definitely check that out. And speaking of, Kindle, absolutely, the Kindle app is also on basically every other device.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And I'm telling you, I found out about that Kindle because of Charity Parkinson, the author. And I actually gave you a link to her new, little commercial for her new book. And hopefully you can put that in the show notes. But, man, once I found out about that Kindle and there was all that free stuff on there, man, I was downloading like crazy.
How is it, like an audio thing, commercial?
No, what she gave me was an audio commercial for her next book. I think like a minute.
We can play now and take a break.
Okay. Go on, Stuart.
Do what?
I put the commercial in the show notes for you.
Oh, in the show notes. I thought you were it was in the chat.
Sorry, and not in the show notes, in the chat. I'm sorry, chat. But spank me, I'm bad.
Real quick before, you know, while Stuart's getting this set up. Before.
Okay.
You have it ready? Or
It's a YouTube link.
Yeah, it's a YouTube link, so we'll put it in the show notes if you don't mind, so people can look at it, because it's just music, I think.
Oh, it's just music?
Yeah, it's just music.
Okay, then I guess we won't play it. I thought it was like her talking about it, or...
No, I'm trying to talk her into talking about it.
Yeah, because if she wants to do a promo for it, audio promo, we'll play it, and other, you know, we're more than willing to play audio promos for other podcasts, or if you have something you want to pimp out, like a book or something else, we'll definitely play them.
Which remind me something about that at the end of the show.
Alrighty, but on back to the free shit. It kind of sucks because whenever I go to my Walmart's kind of lame because I hear people always talk about their Walmart always has tables out where they get free samples and stuff like that. My Walmart never has that.
Dude, are you ready for this? I went to my Walmart yesterday, okay? And the guy had a bunch of bins of video games, Xbox 360 and stuff like that. And he was putting in this bin, and the bin was labeled 1999 and under. I got Kingdom Under Fire Circle of Doom for $5.
Wow.
Nice. I don't know what it's about.
I was about to say, $5, hey.
I've heard of Kingdom Under Fire, but I can't tell you any more than that.
You know, and they had some other games for, like, they had Borderlands for $20 and stuff like that. I mean, it was most of the regular $20 games, but there were a few $5 games in there, and it's like, man, I picked one up.
Awesome. Alrighty, I guess we can move on to what I recommend, Stuart.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Oh, have you now?
Oh, yes, I have.
I recommend this week was The River, which is a new series that just started a couple weeks ago. There have been four episodes that have been aired. The first two was the first night, and then every Tuesday afterwards. But what it's about? It's about a famed explorer named Emmett Cole, and he's looking for magic in the Amazon, and he goes missing, and he's missing for like 6 months, and his son kind of let him go, and his beacon emerged. So him and his mom and a couple other people go out looking for him. And it's a bunch of supernatural stuff that happens. like there's in the first episode, there was a scene where they're at this tree, and on this tree is a bunch of dolls that are just hanging there. Oh, and by the way, I should mention that the entire thing is shot from a cameraman's point of view. Like this is being filmed for a quote unquote reality TV show. So everything you see is from one of the cameras.
Well, not everything.
Yes, everything. The entire thing is shot from a camera.
Are you sure? Because some scenes, yes, where it's, well, of course everything's shot from a camera, but there are some scenes where
that the actors could interact.
Okay,
with.
Okay, there was some scene. I mean, you saw like the cameraman put down the camera and.
Are you talking about on the boat?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, on the boat, the Magnus, there are security cameras all over the place.
Okay, I guess
that's
kind of a bit cheating, I guess, but okay. It doesn't look like it's from a camera point of view, especially a security camera. It doesn't look security camera quality. They don't have any filters to make it look like say.
Well, the reason there are security cameras on the boat is because, you know, this Emmett Cole, the one who's missing, did a reality show that was kind of like Steve Irwin, basically.
Well, I know that, but I mean, that's like, but back me up, Harold. There was not like any filters to make it look like it was a lower quality security camera, right?
No, that was the point.
There were some things that looked like it was like crappy, grainy film like you would get, but then most of it, no. It all looked like it was being filmed from a regular.
Well, that was kind of the point. They wanted to catch like the surprising stuff that happens that maybe the cameraman holding the camera didn't quite
catch. Yeah, but I mean from like a security camera is not going to be as good quality as a professional film camera. You would expect there to be like a,
well, it might not be a security camera. It might be a bunch of webcams, which those are pretty damn high quality.
Well, I mean, still a big film camera,
and a lot cheaper than quote unquote security.
A big
cameras.
Film camera is going to be a lot better quality than even a web camera. That's just my point. Oh, yeah. That's just my point.
There is a difference when you see them from like when it goes to those webcams or the security cameras. There
no, you can tell the difference on the show. Yes. You can tell when they're doing
it. But I mean,
that.
I noticed that part. That part definitely, I guess, maybe they didn't catch that or they didn't care. But that definitely bothered me, I guess, now that I know it's all supposed to be cameras, because that part didn't seem like it was a camera.
See, I don't think it's all supposed to be camera.
The actual cameraman guy, he has two cameras, and he'll run ahead and put a camera down, so they got the walking shots.
Okay, and then that right there.
That comes up quite a bit. Like if the third episode, one of the cameras goes like the camera that he set
the
down,
second episode
it goes,
or something
it goes,
like
it,
that,
it
right?
Goes missing. Yeah,
when they're talking on the boat, and they ask the dude to leave him alone, and then they're talking and. Then they're like, "Oh, you know, there was a camera there."
No, they were talking about the security cameras. That's what they were talking about.
No, the crew makes note that there are cameras around, and they're basically being recorded 24 hours a day. There's a few times they've made notes to that, which I understand. Which that then brings up what point? Like at that point, that scene that you just talked about. Was when I think they were doing they were playing it from a security cam, but it still wasn't a security cam quality.
Yeah, that's video. My point. That's inconsistency right there. That's the complaint.
Webcam, a webcamer can produce some really high quality stuff. Like my webcam I have right now, you know, you'd be kind of hard to tell it wasn't a webcam. Like if you're just looking at the image,
I think a ship that's been out in where that's been for 6 to 8 months to have
I'll
such
give
pretty
you that.
Cameras, it's a little and hard
the,
to.
It was shut image. Down. It was everything wasn't working for probably what 6 months or something like that. Six yeah, months. So
I'll give you that.
That's all I was trying to say is I noticed stuff like that. I only noticed it when you said something because I didn't think it was all supposed to be, you know, all camera point, whatever, because there were, you know, you did see the filter grains on some of them, but
if you keep in mind that the actual cameraman AJ has two cameras with him, everything that all makes perfect sense.
And almost always.
Mm. All right,
but move on. Yeah, we can dive in. What did you think? I guess, Harold.
Okay. What you guys think of it, other than the picking the nitpicky camera shit?
Well, how's this? I'm just gonna say this: that I like the premise of the 2-hour premiere, because okay. If you would have given me that single episode, I would have not bothered to finish going back, because that first episode just didn't catch me. But by having the second episode, it at least gave me a taste for the show format, and it just let me know that every week, basically, by the time I got done with the third show, it let me know that every week there was going to be a new monster that they would have to overcome.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I do have to say, I really enjoy the flashbacks. The flashbacks where they were taping the undiscovered country, and showing you the history of the kid growing up and stuff, I like that. Now, and it also told us why and with all these flashbacks and everything, and with what it's going, it showed us why, I think his name is Lincoln, right? The father?
Yes. No, the son.
The son is Lincoln. Yes. But it let Lincoln know why his family actually came apart, which was also another wonderful thing, which a lot of movies or TV shows won't do. So the flashbacks, I enjoy. Okay. I'm disappointed that it's using the Paranormal Activity style for the monsters, where the monsters just exist and we never see a monster. Okay? I would really like to see a monster or see what they're saying, because I don't like that style of movie. I like to see my monster. Then I do have to say that there has been some little things that have kind of made me jump. I mean, I like the fact when I think it was episode 2 when you had the Spanish girl go into the mother's cabin, and they did like that exorcism scene where they were touching each other and like the guy was talking to the mother through the girl.
Yes.
You remember that? Actually like that. And that was actually a spooky kind of scene. And I liked it. It made me jump. And the thing is I will continue watching this show, but I will probably wait for it to finish so that I can just watch all of them and power through. And I would give this show a 4. 4 stars out of 5. Out of 5, I'd give it 4.
Okay.
Wow. I thought you were going to say 4 out of 10, and I was going to say that's a bit too high for me.
No, really? This is the thing. This is what's going to actually – I'm going to give it a pre – this is my pre up to 3 from 3 episodes. It's 4. Depending on how it plays out, and what they end up doing by the end of the 6th episode, and if they can leave you with a good enough cliffhanger and make me want to go back, then it can keep the 4. But if it doesn't, then it's going to drop.
Yeah, I guess I'm odd man out because I just thought this was boring. I just didn't like it. I just thought it was just taking parts and bits of other shows like Lost. It just had such a Lost vibe, and I mean,
it's got a Lost vibe.
I'm just
vibe.
Tired of Lost.
It does. I do see I'm, it.
You know, after all of Lost, I don't want to watch another Lost. I mean,
yeah, but see, you just got to do the one thing. The one thing that, as I said, that keeps me into it is that it made me use my imagination at times. But I would honestly like to see a monster.
Well, okay, you're talking about monsters. There has only been one monster in the series so far, and that was in the second episode.
But I want to see more.
And you kind of did almost see him. Like, you almost kind of did see it. It was like a black smoke that kind of went by. Again,
lost. I was about to say.
But it was a black smoke. But you didn't hear a roller coaster go up the tracks when you saw it, though. Mm.
Yeah, I honestly didn't care for it. I mean, I really did not get my attention. I mean, I can see where y'all like it. I'm not going to bash on it and say it's horrible and terrible and it I hope it doesn't succeed. I mean, but it just didn't attract me, and I gave it a try, and just I didn't enjoy it. I just so yeah.
Okay. I do like this show. I really do. I will say episode 4, yesterday's episode, didn't quite like that much.
See, that's one thing that I've heard. I went looking on the internet today, and that's the major thing that's actually bothering me right now, is that the ratings drops for these shows. It's getting a 2.5.
Yeah, episode, I think it reached a high point in episode 2, and it's starting to go down.
Wait, if episode...
Because episode 2 was...
Episode
was
3?
So far, episode 2.
The one that played...
No, it would be episode 3. Because episode 1... No,
it would be episode 2, the second half of the premiere. I'm actually
talking
about episode
2. How can that
have
a higher point than the first one? If they played the same night?
Because...
I don't understand.
Because...
That's crazy.
No, I'm talking about the story.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the story and just episodes.
I thought you meant viewer-wise.
I'm not talking about...
No, episode 2 was definitely better than episode 1. Episode 1 was that drawn-out, long, boring...
It was set up, and it took an entire episode to set up.
But when you put those blue butterflies on the screen and they did what they did, it got actually kind of interesting. And as I said, that fact that the girl... did that out of body exorcism kind of thing with the mom, that was cool.
Yeah,
that was creepy because she only spoke Spanish, but when she talked to her in the possessed form, she was speaking English.
Yeah, and that was so freaking cool.
So
yeah, but if the ratings aren't doing that well, then it's in some trouble, because we've seen new shows where the ratings fell and
by. Actually, no. What I'm looking at Wikipedia. Of course, the ratings did drop, not quite by half, but they have gone down. The first night it was 7.59 million. By episode 4, it was 4.78.
Yeah, which is not good.
Yeah, because unfortunately, we've seen shows in the last couple of years that have come out. And the ratings,
Terrible Nova being
well, that and like No Ordinary Family, which Stuart and I really enjoyed, the ratings just weren't there, and they canceled that. So, yeah. So, hopefully for your two sakes, the ratings will go up.
I will say this. They're not ending those episodes well. They're not ending them on a cliffhanger. They're not making me want to go watch the next episode. They are just wrapping up the story very neatly in each episode.
And that is a problem.
Not leaving more. They're not leaving you wanting more. That is a big problem I see with it.
And it actually, I would say it's more hopefully for Stuart, because I've only invested a couple hours into the show so far. So that's another reason why I'm going to wait till the end of the season to see if it gets picked up. Because if it doesn't get picked up,
you don't want to go through it like Terrible Nova.
Yeah, because freaking Terrible Nova was a horrible piece of shit. God, that was crap. I'd rather get kicked in the balls than watch that again.
Alrighty.
Anyways, what's next week's Will?
Oh God!
Actually, do we get the ratings yet? No, Stuart. What's your rating?
I'm right now at this point. I'm giving it a 7 out of 10.
Wow. Well, that's about as high as I gave it.
Yeah, close. Yeah.
And you, Will? You said 2 out of 7.
Oh, 2 out of 7. No, that's too high. I'd probably give it maybe. I guess out of 5, I'd probably give it maybe 1.5.
I'm going to stick with mine for the simple fact that I did like the 3 episodes or so that I've watched. It's it's just it's more of the same thing. And if they don't do something to increase it, 30 minutes into going back.
Yeah, and see, the problem is another problem for me is I tweeted about this. I'm already behind on podcasts, TV shows, movies, games. I'm already behind on all kinds of stuff. So if something doesn't just grab me, I'm not gonna forget it. Sorry, you know, I already wasted enough time. If you don't grab me, I've gotta. Because there's a bunch of shows I've realized I've totally forgotten about these shows.
And we've got Mind Jack to play coming up, guys.
That's true. So there's just time, you know, time is precious. But let's see. As far as my pick goes, no anime, because Terrell doesn't like anime.
You could do anime. I don't mind. Actually, to tell you the truth, are you ready for this? You're going to be shocked. I haven't really enjoyed it, but I've been looking at Afro Samurai. I don't care for it.
Oh, no.
But I've been watching Corpse Princess, which I kind of like.
Yes, that is good.
And I was watching High School of the Dead, which I kind of
like. We have talked about that on the show.
But that was actually pretty good. I really kind of like that one.
Now, what kind of anime are you like? Like, what do you like about the anime? Like,
I like the story on these ones, because High School of the Dead was actually pretty cool when those zombies and stuff come out. And then they got, I mean, well, they're young, but they got some big-breasted chicks on them, too.
Oh, so you like sex anime.
Yeah. And I mean, the Quartz Princess was just, she's kind of a cute little hottie there.
Yeah. So
now I was thinking about Blood, but I'm kind of scared to pick up the Blood.
Blood Plus.
And that's one I was about to maybe suggest.
As well as Trinity Blood.
That or another one, and I'm trying to get
Trinity Blood. I've also got in my thing. Then okay, since you guys know about this anime stuff, what about Gungrave? Is that any good?
Gungrave is not bad.
I've never really got into it.
It didn't grab me. I've seen the first two or three episodes. It didn't quite grab me though.
Okay, and what about Gunsword?
Same thing. I have seen the first couple of episodes. It didn't quite grab me.
It didn't do okay. And that's really all that I was actually interested in, because the rest of them, when you get into like Straight Jacket, that just doesn't look good. The Bleach didn't look good. The East of Eden didn't look good to me.
Trigun still on Netflix, Stuart?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that might be something you might like. Trigun?
Trigun is extremely good.
Very, very good. But so do you like anime wise, are you just all action like, or do you like comedy stuff too?
So far I'm actually liking this action stuff, because this action stuff is keeping me a little bit more interested. I haven't really found a comedy thing that I've kind of liked, because when I get away from the action kind of ones and I get into some of these other ones, I'm looking at them like, okay, this is stupid. Like that Baka and Test, I tried watching that and that was bad. And then another one, Angel Beast. I didn't like that.
Netflix keeps recommending that one to me. I haven't.
Yeah, same.
It's been staring at me, so.
I watched like the first episode and that was a little too weird for me. I didn't like it.
Okay, I was going to recommend Blood Plus, but since you said you haven't really seen a good comedy that you anime, I want you to try this. And it's called, Stuart hasn't seen this one, it's called Chobits.
Yes, I have.
You have? When?
I have seen it.
Since when? I remember when we...
It was right after that episode where we had Elf on. I did check it out.
Oh, okay. I don't think you ever mentioned it.
No, I didn't, because I didn't finish it. I got about halfway through
the series. Or wow, you just we can save it for next week. But yeah, I still stick by that Chobits.
Chobits,
and it's got some sexy anime girls in it. for you.
That's one's actually your kind of humor.
I think it is. Yeah. I think you would like it.
It is, yeah. It's your kind of humor.
Cool. I'm trying because whatever that anime was the first time you guys recommended, that was plain out crap.
Yeah.
That was crap. And that was the spooky, big eyed, weird looking, non funny stuff. You know, but ever since then, I've been trying, and I mean, I watched an episode or so, especially if they're half-hour episodes. I've actually liked them a little bit better at half-hour because I don't feel like I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. Where with like the Afro Samurai, at the end of that, I said, "Damn, I did waste my time."
Yeah, I haven't really been digging that, but 24 minutes most, for Chobits.
Most people they just love Afro Samurai because it's Samuel Jackson.
Yeah,
but I don't think that helps at all.
No.
What about the Devil May Cry stuff? Is that any good?
I haven't seen it, but Blue Man Rule and Ace Black, they both have been given that some praise. Yeah. But I think you'd like Chobits, and you know this isn't an I recommend pick, but I guess recommend to you maybe Blood Plus. It's a teenager who kind of fights like vampires.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have one to give to you also, since you've already watched that, but it's not an I recommend. But you know, what is that TV, that movie? Darn it, I just had it in my hand too. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Cue the Jeopardy music.
There you go. Yeah, cue the Jeopardy music.
Na na na.
Now, what's the noise when the music ends?
God, we are nerds if we're sitting here singing Jeopardy. God. Alrighty,
so have you thought of it, or can we just move on?
I've looked it up on my instant queue. It's coming. It is. And it is a... I've actually only watched one episode. That's why it's hard for me to remember. But I know you all seen this movie, and you may have even seen the remake of this movie. And that would have been... I'm still on it. It's almost there.
Stretch. Keep stretching. Stretch.
Stretch Armstrong.
Damn it.
Fuck. That'd be awesome.
Well, it was. You know what? It was in my instant queue, but I have like three people who go into my instant queue. Damn it.
Yeah, that got irritating. I ended up changing my password. So a lot of people who I'd given it out to in the past can't get to it now.
Well, that's my kid.
That's why I made my family get their own damn account.
Yeah, but it's my kids. It's my kids. The Crazies. There it is. The Crazies have a motion comic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it got moved all the way to the bottom of my freaking instant queue.
Oh, yeah. I will check that out. So.
And that, I thought, that instant comic was pretty good.
There's a lot of comic stuff like that on Netflix, like... from the Marvel Universe, they've added like some X-Men and Iron Man, and they even had a Spider-Woman.
Yeah, I checked out all the X-Men. The X-Men was not too bad.
Yeah, I liked the X-Men. I did not like the Spider-Woman.
I really did like the Spider-Woman. I thought it was interesting. The whole, because it was just something
It was interesting because I know so little about Spider-Woman, and that's what kept me watching. But.
And I just, you know. One of the things that I've been doing, because I noticed they had all the old Saturday and like the Heathcliffs and the He-Mans and stuff. And it's like, I'm going back and I'm watching some of these old cartoons, and especially He-Man. And I'm like, that show really sucked.
Oh, no, I forgot what I was. I have been watching X-Men.
The 80s or 90s?
The 90s X-Men. How did that show keep going when Spider-Man stopped? I don't know. Because it started out good. It did. It really did. But it kept going, and they were pulling some bad
ones. There were some parts in later on where it got pretty cool. Like they got really into the storyline with certain stuff, and where they got like Apocalypse and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the thing is, Apocalypse happens towards the beginning.
Yeah, but I mean, there were like, also there were some fillers. There were some bad fillers. I got to say, yeah.
And that's he keeps going and going, and I'm like, why did this keep going? Yeah. And Spider-Man not?
I still like it.
I mean, Spider-Man, it ended so damn well. It ended on a high note.
Cliffhanger.
It could have kept going.
It ended on a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. X-Men, it did not. It just, it's a drag.
Yeah. I was almost going to recommend, I saw an old Ninja Turtles, I remember from Saturday morning cartoon. It wasn't a cartoon. It was one of the actual, like, Ninja Turtle shows where it was, like, the actual live action stuff. The one where they had the female Ninja Turtle.
Huh.
That would have actually been kind of cool to go back to
watch. I may pick it another time. I noticed
the
that.
Next
yeah, I noticed that. I've
never
recently.
Seen this.
Really? Wow.
I have never seen this.
The big thing
this.
With it was there was a female Ninja Turtle. That was the big draw. Was
she pink?
I don't remember.
Because she's not pictured. There's no picture of her on here. Venus de Milo. That's not a Renaissance artist.
It's not. Are you sure? Sounds like it.
It's there's a couple paintings of Venus.
Oh my god! I just remembered. I looked up some images to try to find her, and the Power Rangers did meet the Ninja Turtles. I almost forgot about that.
Yes, I remember that.
I almost
that.
Forgot about that. Wow. But yeah, I.
What was?
Oh, go ahead.
What was the Ninja Turtle one labeled as? Because I don't see it on Netflix.
Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation.
Okay, so it was yeah. Ninja Turtle, not Teenage Mutant.
No.
And she was like light blue or turquoise or something like that. I'll send a picture.
Okay, yeah. I see her in the picture with the Power Rangers in space.
Yeah.
I totally recognize that costume. Yeah, she's in the back there. I remember her now.
I put in ninja and I get ninja cheerleaders, bro.
Oh god, that's such a horrible movie.
That came up after your movie, as in, hey, you watch this, we recommend you watching this next.
Well, that might be what we watch.
Oh god, it's so horrible. I've seen it. It's bad.
It looks bad. It looks bad.
But anyways, Chobits, people, that will be the next.
After all those tangents.
That will be the next, and I will make sure we post it on the Twitter a few times at least, so you people know. And I would say, the first four episodes, since they're 20 minutes each?
Cool.
That's about an hour,
That's 2 hours.
Yeah, that's about 2 hours, so. Alrighty. Geek question of the week, Stuart.
This week's question of the week was—I don't have it written down, but it was: how do you guys feel about using technology to teach toddlers to fundamental skills?
Well, I guess I would say, I think it could be good. I think it definitely can be a good thing, but I don't think. Toddlers should have like their own iPhones or iPads. I don't think they should have their own specific devices. I think, you know, like having you having an iPad and letting your kid use it and whatnot. Yeah, that's one thing. But actually having their own specific device, I just think that's kind of crazy. And that's kind of verges on the spoiling territory.
I would agree.
Mm hmm. Is that it?
What more do you want?
Harold, what about you?
I'm agreeing with Will on that one, honestly. I think it's okay to give them and let them play with it and stuff like that, and if there's a good app for them to play. But, I mean, for them to walk around and go to school and stuff or go to daycare with their own, nah, that's out of the question.
Especially since, I don't know if y'all ever did this, but with taking your toys to school and you would get those taken away.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Having like a $500 iPad or $600.
That only happened after I hit the kid in the head repeatedly with the Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, but I mean that in itself, and you know, I mean, at a young age, if you're going to give them something that expensive, where does it go from there? I mean, when they get older, they're going to be like, oh, well, you gave me an True. iPad when I was 3, so you've got, you know, they'll get in that kind of mind frame.
Where's my car? I'm 13. I deserve a car now.
I want a jet ski. I'm 8. But
actually, I did say that at 8. I want a jet ski. I still say that at 24. I want a jet ski.
Anyways, what do you think, Stuart?
I think that you shouldn't rely only on the iPad apps. I think you should also, actual physical puzzles, number cards, that kind of thing.
Legos, building blocks.
Legos, I mean, yes, absolutely.
What's wrong with the blocks?
Mega blocks.
What's wrong with the blocks that had the A, B, C, D, the letters on them? What's wrong absolutely. With those? I mean, I grew up with those.
Those wooden blocks? Oh, yeah. Those tasted delicious.
I bet they did, didn't they?
And I wouldn't doubt if he was chewing on one right now. No. But yeah, I mean, it's just old-fashioned stuff. I mean, it's worked well for us. Why not? I mean, wait till they're old enough to appreciate something like an iPad.
Yeah, this question came from my local news did a segment throughout the week of this kind of stuff. And some of these parents, that was the only form of education these kids were getting, like outside of just like, you know, Elmo toys.
Yeah, see, that ain't cool.
There should actually be educational toys.
Yeah, that I definitely agree.
Like they should actually be able to pick up the thing and hold it.
But speaking of Elmo, real quick, did you see tfurry.com, Stuart?
I did. That was awesome.
Oh, you got to check this out, Harold. And I just posted a link.
That
in
was
the,
awesome.
Okay.
It's something pretty cool, I think. But
is it going to be as good as that? That bear that you showed me the last time?
The bear. I can't.
The hug-a-bear.
We'll check it out and see. It's
loaded. It's on my slow computer.
You and your AOL connection.
Man, it ain't AOL connection. It's just freaking... Oh, Lord, come on. Why is it giving me such trouble tonight?
Anyways,
yes, I think that the kids should have other things. They shouldn't rely on the apps. That's my thing.
Definitely. Anyways, we got feedback. Users, listeners.
We did.
Listeners. Have
yes.
All right.
The first one comes from Rashani. He says, I appreciate the new technology in my son's life because without it, he'd never know the Oregon Trail or Number Munchers.
That's a cool shirt.
You like that?
I like that shirt.
I thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, Oregon Trail and Number Munch, yeah. But I remember playing those on, I didn't have an iPad. I had to play those at school on the old Macintosh, not Macs, Macintosh, back when it was Macintosh.
We never played cool games like that.
Oh, we only,
did you?
Oh, go ahead, Harold.
Did you also play Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
I played that kind of stuff at home.
But the
like outside
the
of school.
Oregon Trail and Number Munchers and there's some other space math game, but we would play those like
Math Blasters.
We would play those like once a week.
That's coming
we'd
back.
We'd have computer lab like once a week where that was it. We could only play like for an hour once a week, so it kind of sucked, but that part, but yeah. I remember those old Macintosh computers, and now I'm looking at a phone that's, like, so much more powerful than that.
That spits on it.
So.
All right. Next one comes from MeJ on Twitter. M-E-E-J.
Question mark?
Capital J.
Because you said it, like.
I think that's how you say it.
Is it MeJ or MeefJ?
It was capital M-E-E, capital J. MeJ.
Okay.
My 3-year-old has an iPod Touch. He calls me with FaceTime. He loves the educational apps. Watches Toy Story. It rocks.
Okay.
That there's one that actually a 3-year old has an iPod Touch. So
that seems kind of crazy.
Dragon 1559. No, go ahead, Harold. What are you gonna say?
No, I'm agreeing. That's a little crazy for a 3-year old, but I mean, to each his own, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dragon 59. He says my grandson, who is 3, plays different games on an iPod Touch. He can even pick out the games he wants to play. Yeah, you'd be amazed what kids could do when they're young.
Oh, I'm not saying
they can't
do stuff. I just personally, my personal opinion, if I had a kid, I would not give them their own device like that. I would maybe let them use something like mine, but that's me. That's my.
Like, I'm talking about I've personally seen this, a 1-year old playing an iPad game. The iPad is basically as big as him, and it's just a normal home screen. He's picking the apps he wants.
Yeah.
And then playing the games. It doesn't have to be set up for
him. It's pretty.
This is a 1-year old.
It's pretty crazy, but. Alrighty, who else? I know we got more.
Yep. Non-Megan on Twitter says, anything that encourages children to learn new skills and use their brain is good, as long as they're used to conjunction with traditional learning tools. It's all good, which is what we were saying.
Yeah, definitely.
And then From Page to Screen on Twitter says, I think technology sadly makes a lot of children less intelligent. No writing or counting. It's all tap, tap, tap typing.
Well, I disagree with that.
I don't know about the counting. I would agree with the writing thing.
Well, yeah, but really and truly, you use writing in like elementary school and maybe a little bit of junior high. But then from there on out, everything is computers. Everything is you have to type this.
The only thing that I actually write anymore is my name on the back of my paycheck.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Everything is typing because, it's just so much more simpler. You know, it's very simple and everyone can read typing like that versus people's handwritings. And Lord knows, nobody can read my handwriting because I can barely read my handwriting.
My two bosses. It takes at least four of us to have to translate what he says, what he actually writes down.
Wow.
It is so bad. It is terrible. And he writes everything.
Yeah, but
he doesn't type anything.
But I mean, like I was saying, in like school, like past elementary school, it must be typed. This must be typed. You can't do it in handwriting. I will not accept this if it's in handwriting.
Because those teachers don't want to have to spend hours trying to figure out your hieroglyphics.
Exactly. Which,
Yeah, true. There was actually, I don't know if this was a national thing or just an Indiana thing, but there was talk of it not being a requirement to teach cursive writing.
Yeah, that's been a big talk, yeah. And I even remember elementary school teachers, I overheard them talking about how cursive writing is basically just useless. The teachers, I've heard them say that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because half the people don't write it right anyways, and they make it all look all...
And
the only thing you really need to know cursive for is to sign your own name.
I was about to say,
That's it.
They kept trying to teach me cursive. I just thought it was stupid, and I kind of refused. And all I know how to do is write my name, do my signature. That's
here.
All I know. You asked me to write something else in cursive. I'd be like, I can't do that.
It will take you three times longer to actually write.
Like there was the occasional.
How the fuck do you make a Z? I don't remember.
There was the occasional time in high school where we had to write stuff in cursive for some stupid reason, and like rare. It was rare, and I was just like, I can't do this. I don't know. I can't write cursive. I never really learned. My teacher said it really wasn't. My teacher said it was useless. And that leads to a huge story in my life, but that's another time. Anybody else? Any others?
That's all I saw. Did you catch it? Anybody else?
Nope.
Okay.
Alrighty, so what's next week's question, Stuart?
Good question. You guys got one?
let's see.
I've got one. What?
Okay.
Maybe we could do, like, you know, we were talking about comic books turning into movies. Have we done anything like that? We have.
Yes, we okay. have.
See, we've run out of it. We've run out of ideas.
we can tweak our old questions. We can do those really well.
We can. But
it's coming up with brand new stuff.
Okay, let's see.
How about if you could be a UFC fighter, which one would you want to be?
So that means, you know, that means more people would have to watch UFC and know UFC.
The one that wins. The one that gets his ass kicked.
Good answer. That's the one I want. That win.
The one who makes the most money.
Why don't we do a 40-cast style, and what's the best beer or the best whiskey out there? Because somebody was supposed to buy whiskey, Stuart,
and have whiskey with us.
But he basically pussied out. He bought apple vodka. I mean,
no, that's not what I bought. I bought Pinnacle. I said I saw a gummy-flavored vodka.
There you go. That's what you were buying, gummy-flavored vodka.
That's what I saw. I didn't buy it. That's what I saw.
Who's got a good drink to recommend for Stuart so that he can go out?
I actually learned what I wanted to buy is actually behind the counter.
Yeah, all the good stuff is normally.
Oh.
The good stuff normally is.
Because they guard
the good stuff with their shotguns.
I didn't want to buy a big ass bottle for $60.
Oh no,
bucks.
You can. There's little bottles you can buy of a bunch of stuff.
That's what I wanted, and I didn't see them out there. So I just and they're all behind the counter. I didn't know that.
Well, otherwise the winos would try to steal it all.
True. Like I said,
I guess
they keep it with their shotgun. Back behind the counter.
So what did you pick up then? So that way we won't have to do this. What did you pick up?
I haven't been there yet.
Oh.
Okay,
so there's the question.
Question to the 40-cast people, if any of them are listening. Give us a recommendation for Stuart. But for our main audience, we got to have a different question. Because
actually, give us a recommendation from the 40-cast of something that we should all drink next week on the show.
Oh boy, that show would be crazy. It's crazy when we're sober. Well, when Stuart and I are sober, I never know about you, Harold.
I'm sober today. I only had one Yingling.
there's been a couple episodes I was drinking.
Yes,
I would love to hear you getting drunk.
There's a 40-cast episode.
There's a 40-cast episode where he passes
out. Don't you like? You just fall asleep, and we're like, Stuart, are you there?
Not last year's Halloween episode, but the year before that.
2010.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. That was a while back. But yeah, that episode.
Yeah, but we got to think of a question more well-rounded for our audience. Let's see.
The thing is, when I actually drink, I stop stuttering.
So you should drink more.
I should drink more.
Definitely, but... I can't think.
We could do a soundtrack of the week question. Who do you think might die this week?
Oh, I got nothing. There might not be a question this week, or it might not be on this podcast. So stay tuned to our Twitter feed.
That's true. Just stay tuned to the Twitter feed. We've rambled on too much. This episode's gonna be so long, and I think I'm just gonna post it. I'm gonna say just forget it. It's been some good stuff. So you know.
It's good shit. Download it now.
And if it's, yeah.
And if you don't like it, give us a 5-star review anyways, because it's good shit, because we sat here and recorded it.
And we put thought and effort into it, so.
That's right.
Anyways.
How's this? I got one. Which childhood comic would you like to see them reboot and remake? You know, like the Ant-Man and those kind of different childhood comics. How's that?
Ant-Man's dead.
But you don't. I mean, I'm saying, what would you like to see as a reboot? That's the one I could come up with off the top of my head, was like Ant-Man, you know, or someone, something like that.
I think Pym died in the Civil War. Could be wrong, but
yeah,
I think he died in the Civil War.
It's still kind of more kind of tweaking other questions we've done, right, Stuart?
Yeah.
So Stuart will think of something. He's the one who wrote the segment. He's the one who's responsible for it. So,
What's your favorite all-time mobile game?
We'll stay tuned to Twitter. We'll have it on there and Facebook and Google Plus.
Stay tuned to Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. Just search the Geeks FTW and you'll find that. You can check out our bonus episode of our bonus episodes that we're going to be doing and bonus content on our Android app, Amazon App Store, and our iOS app in the podcast box app, where you open the podcast box app and we should be the first app you see featured at,
That's so right.
We're that good that we're featured.
We're number one.
Last I checked. So, and voicemails. We got a voicemail this week.
Do you want to play this week or do you want to hold it till next week?
Let's play this week real quick.
Okay. Here it is.
Hey, what's up, geeks? It's Fadios, also known as Jason, also known as a lot of other things that I can talk about right now. Anyways, I didn't call last week because I wanted you guys to want me to call. If I called every week, get used to it and be like, oh, here's the expected call. But last week, I could hear the want in your voice. I knew it was time for me to call again. Anyways, I gotta say, Harold, congratulations on you finally talked long enough where you said something right. I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but no, I'm actually a big Tim Burton fan also. And Johnny Depp. I know you like Johnny Depp too. You mentioned that in the past. I'm a big fan of both of them. I love when they work together. But you guys missed my favorite all-time Tim Burton movie. And I'm even gonna guess that maybe one or two of you haven't seen it. It's not some low-budget movie. It's called Big Fish. And if you guys have not seen that movie, you need to go out. That, in my opinion, is Tim Burton's masterpiece. It is such a fun movie to watch. And you can watch it. It's one of those movies that, I don't know, the second time you watch it, it seems like it's almost different because there's no twist or anything at the end. It's not like that kind of movie, but it just has, it's an interesting adventure, and you kind of see it differently when you watch it at different times. But it's got Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, for the two geeks that actually know what I'm talking about. Anyways, it's got Danny DeVito is in it, a small part, and there's a bunch of old actors, I can't remember their name off the top of my head. They're all really good. It is a must-watch. If you guys have not seen that, seriously, get around to it. But anyways, huge fan of Tim Burton. And yeah, not all of his movies were great, but for some reason he's not popular to not like him now. I don't know why. Kind of stupid. But anyways, great guy, fun movies. And I'll talk to you later. I might call again. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but all right, later.
Quickly on Big Fish. Big Fish was a great movie, actually. And it was one, if you guys haven't seen this, it's basically about a dad at his son's wedding, and he's telling this story about this fishing trip, and it's just a great tale.
I've heard about it. I'll definitely have to check it out. I mean, yeah. It came out around the time I...
2003.
Yeah, I was like 14 and I was just, I don't think I was too busy with other stuff. I didn't really watch too much, but I love Tim Burton. I do. I just, I like when he's in his element, when he's in his true element.
Yeah.
And the thing is I think, and the whole thing is that Edward is this traveling salesman and he's just got this gift for these stories. And it's all these just big stories, and it is a great movie.
I'll definitely check it out. Unfortunately, it's not on Instant Watch, yeah. So but I'll get my hands on it one way or another.
Yeah, me too.
And I think shout out to Angry Mailman Anthony Alex. I think that this movie was actually shot in Alabama. It wasn't in Hollywood. There was a lot of locations in Alabama.
Awesome. So
okay.
And if you want to leave a voicemail, the voice line is 1-347-433-5389. That's 1-347
Geek
FTW. That's for the win. And I'm sorry, but for some reason that song, that goes, I want you to want me, came in my head when at the beginning of his voicemail. it just popped in my head. So I blame him for that.
I need you to need me.
But That seemed kind of creepy almost. The beginning of that.
Actually, I'm going to give him kudos for an actual good call this week.
It was definitely glad to hear him call in. And I keep trying to ask him if he wants to come on the show, and he keeps saying he can't that week or whatnot. So one of these days, we'll get him on. We'll get him on again. I mean, I think the last time we had him on was when we did the Red Dead Redemption podcast. That was a while back. So, yeah, so definitely leave us a voicemail. We will play it and we'll discuss whatever it is that needs to be discussed. You can email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. Stuart, do we have any new iTunes reviews?
No, we do not.
Oh, sad. Leave us an iTunes review, people, and we'll read them out, and it helps us get higher up in the charts and more people are exposed to us. And right now we only have, what, 8? I think 8, yes. Yeah. So
I think. I don't remember.
That's definitely a shame. And I guess it's time for shout-outs. Harold, shout-outs. I know you got some stuff to pimp.
Well, let me pimp first off ZombieCast, the unofficial guide to all things zombies. You know, go over and check us out. We're live every Monday night. We tweet out which channel we're going to be at. Right now I think we're going to be on the Justin TV RP Grinders channel. And that's got me, Sean Freeman, and we've just added a fourth person. And if you want to know who that is, you have to go check out this week's show.
Oh, you added a fourth?
And also, wow. We added a fourth.
I'm jealous.
There was also a fifth in there, too. There's also a fifth in there, too.
Yeah, there was also a fifth. And if you want to find out who they were, you have to come over and download the podcast, because we now have Zombie Rick and Zombie Annie, Zombie Rick. So shout out to those two. Also, you can catch me on Front Page to Screen, which I'm going to try to have to record tomorrow, but I don't know, because I have to go to work. So I don't know how I'm going to fit it in. So see, I might be missing the show.
That's not ours this time. So that's a fair trade.
Hey, I told you.
That's a fair trade.
But I told you that I was going to be a half hour later. Or actually, I said an hour late, but I made it in a half an hour. So that's not too bad.
And that's a fair trade, as long as you don't miss the zombie show. And I have to say, Gerald, you need to talk more in the zombie show. You let the others.
I've noticed you've been very quiet.
Not that the others don't have good opinions, but you let the others talk way too much. You need to talk more, because we know you can talk.
Well, you know what? Send us an email at zombiecast777. And let them know at gmail.com, and let them know that you want me to talk more.
I actually did send them an email today.
Cool. We read your last email, or your last review. And you sent the email today. I actually saw that email. Thank you.
Awesome.
I haven't read it yet, but I have seen it. I did see it on my. I did see it on the email server. And well, I'll also shout out my good friend David Ryan Scoble1, and basically everybody else who I shouted out during the whole podcast, Captain Chaos and those guys.
Awesome, Stuart. Shout out.
I would like to shout out the listeners, because I keep finding out more people are listening to our show. It's amazing. Shout out to the guys that we played Battlefield with, which was Devious Mr. Matt and Night Terror, the other Terror from across the pond.
We also played with New York to Nowhere, which is the other co-host from Knuckleball Cast.
Oh, is that who that was? Okay.
Yeah. It took me a second to realize who that was when he popped in.
I guess I didn't recognize the voice.
Well, he was having more fun being on the other team shooting me.
I was there lots of times, and I did kill you a couple times.
Yeah, okay. See, that's why I'm not playing that game no more.
Alrighty. Anybody else?
Well, of course, the Open Forum Radio Network, which includes great shows like OFR Proper, Prove Your Point, Guide Button, Section Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, The 40cast, The Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, The Download Bros, and The Family Cast, Geeks Will In, and Vault Reviews.
And it's got the best podcast of them all.
Which is?
the Geeks for the Win podcast, because we're the ones who do
awesome. That's true. Okay, that's true. And did you say Truthfully Geeking?
I did. Okay.
For some reason, I guess I glazed over that part. But yeah, then be sure to check out openforumradio.com, because their site will probably be launched by the time you listen to this. So check that out. I've been slaving away at that site as well. I've been doing two sites at once, and thankfully I have not gotten things mixed up. I have not put some of our stuff, I've not put our logo on their site and their logo on our site. So
you've been slaving over a hot fire.
Yeah, I have been working hard.
You know, your computer is not supposed to catch on fire like that.
Yeah,
just
I know, but what are you gonna do? Anyways, so I definitely would shout out that. Check out our site, thegeeksftw.com, where you can click our Audible trial or our Audible banner and get a free audiobook download. Shout out to you two guys again. And next week, I'm going to come up with something, because next week will be our first episode of our third year podcasting, Stuart.
That's right.
Because the 27th is 2 years, you know, is 2 full years from when we started podcasting.
Wow. Well, congratulations, fellas.
Well, thank you very much.
2 years.
So we're about to go on our third year.
Well, right now, people, you're listening. If you want to send in a little MP3 that says, or something that says congratulations, send it to thegeeksftw@gmail.com, and they might play it for you.
Oh, we will play it.
Or call the phone number.
We will play it. So yes. Definitely do that. Let's see what else. I guess that's really it. And I will have certain things to give out next week. I do have a couple extra things to give out. So,
Pick me.
You pick do not me. Qualify. You're part of the show.
Pick me. You don't know who says that, Del, do you?
I'm lost. What now?
I'm drawn.
If you ever had the DVD of Shrek, donkeys jumping in the back on the first one saying, Pick me.
I know what you're talking about now.
Alrighty. Well, I guess
that was pulling it from a deep bag right there. Just deep down in the bottom of that bag.
Definitely. Whoa. But
at least I got to pull something.
And that's what she said.
That's what she's gonna do once we hang up.
Okay, anyways, episode 79. I guess we're done with that, and we'll see you next week.
Yay!
Do svidaniya.
Bye.